Well, hello there and welcome. It is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio. We have a kind of a three-way conversation going. Debbie offers some thoughts. I put some things in there. You're the one who really makes it the impactful discussion that it is every day. And today we are going to take your prayer intentions. Right, Deb?
That is correct, Jerry. We're doing urgent prayer intentions, and we expect our Take Two family to weigh in and share what they are, what is on their minds and their hearts. And we lead the first. Well, you lead the first prayer, Jerry. I have the prayer book out and in recording everybody's prayers, and then we take it away. We start praying the rosary and going to adoration, going to offering masses. All sorts of things we can do to storm heaven as the body of Christ. And by the way, you guys, we've had like withdrawals from you guys. And so thanks so much. Everybody sent in messages saying, we miss you. We miss you. Are you live today? This is live today. So start calling 833-288-3986. And Jerry, because we didn't have a live show yesterday, we didn't get to wish our dear friend Timoteo a happy birthday. It was his birthday yesterday. So Tim, we hope you had a wonderful day yesterday. And also Jerry, Father John, our wonderful friend of Take Two, is going to Medjugorje next week, and he is taking all of the Take Two prayer intentions with him on that wonderful retreat.
Yeah, what a gift that is. So your prayer intentions are going with Father John one way or the other, but if you want to call and get it on the air today and get the entire world praying with you for what's important to you, what's urgent on your heart, start dialing right now. We need you at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986, one of our two monthly shows where we devote it to prayer. And this is the urgent prayer intentions. God, I need you now. So what is it that's on your heart right now? Maybe you know somebody who's in a health situation. Maybe it's a job situation, financial situation, relationship. Maybe someone you know has wandered away from the faith and you're praying for them. It could be anything that is burdening your heart right now. 833-288-3986.
And you can also text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question. And message and data rates may apply, but it's a wonderful way to get your prayer intention request in there by texting us. So that's a great way. Or also go on social media. Jerry and I are waving to you on YouTube and Facebook. And Michael McCall's there to pick up your prayer intentions there. Or you can email us, like Jerry said, take2@ewtn.com. Or you can call us because we are waiting. Matt Gabinski's waiting for your call. There's a couple open phone lines. You'll get right in. 833-288-3986.
All right. Well, we'd love to get to as many of your prayer intentions as we can. So let's just dive right in there. Those lines are filling up. Again, the number 833-288-3986. Urgent prayer intentions from you, the Take Two family. Joey got in first in Gregory, Michigan, listening on Sirius XM 130 today. And there we go. Hey, there Joey, go. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing? Love your show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
My wife and I, we homeschool our children. We have seven. And two are special needs. And we had a house fire about 2 months ago, and we're living in a rental home right now. Mm-hmm. So the intentions that I would love for you guys to pray for is that at my hour of death, my wife's hour of death, and our children's hour of death, that we choose to go with Jesus, and that's my prayer intention.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks be to God. It doesn't sound like any of you were hurt in that fire, Joey, which is probably the best news of all right there. And we hope that your hour to choose Jesus at the hour of your death is not any time real soon. God bless you for you and your wife having those seven kids. And I think you mentioned that you homeschool them too. So it's got to be a great joy to have all of them. But we're very, very sorry to hear about this fire that you went through. Is there any kind of a timeline on when you might be, are you going to be able to move in back into the same house or new house? Or what are they doing there?
It's the same house. The house was built in the 1800s. And thank God they caught it in time, and it was a blessing in disguise in a lot of ways that I'm just figuring out now. But I just, I'm compulsive and impulsive by nature, and I've been battling against that my whole life. And I've always wanted, my biggest prayer or intention is that the mother come to lead me to her son on my hour of death for my wife and for my children. Please, mm-hmm. please Absolutely. Pray for that.
Absolutely. So, Joey, I don't know, is Joey your, some people use their confirmation name. Is Joseph your real name? Your birth name?
St. Joseph is my patron saint for sure.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah. So you know where I'm going with it. You want that beautiful, peaceful, wonderful death where the transition is very smooth and you just go right over into Jesus's arms. Absolutely, Joey. Well, we pray for that for sure. As a matter of fact, we pray for that for all of our Take Two family, but I put a star next to you and your wife and your beautiful kids. And we just wish all the blessings for you. And you know, you made the comment, you're compulsive and impulsive. You know, as you know this, that can be used for the good if it's used for God. It can really keep us back if it's used for our own types of wants and desires. I know that because I can lean towards that as well. And I just, as you know, I would just encourage you to really, really do some intense focus and prayer on what God want. I mean, obviously the seven children, that's a big vocation. But there's definitely something that God wants. I believe from people that have that kind of energy, if you will. I look at Mother Angelica, her birthday's coming up. She would have been 101 years on this earth this weekend on Saturday. And, you know, she had that kind of determination, that kind of movement. So just wanted to encourage you in that area, Joey. But thank you for the kind words. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Joey. Lots of prayers. You're doing the right thing. You're laying the foundation there. You build that relationship with Mary and Joseph, and there's no question that they will be right by your side at the hour of your death. So thanks for letting us pray for that. Yeah, I believe it too. Absolutely.
I saw it with my mom.
I've seen it with a lot of people as well. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No question about it. Yep. David, we're going to go to you next. We have Karen in Indiana, a couple other lines being screened, and one line open. Who would like that right now? 833-288-3986. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's our urgent prayer show. Please join us.
Your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. This is our urgent prayer intention show that we do. We do prayer shows twice a month, at the beginning of the month and towards the middle or the end of the month. But why? Because we constantly want to surround you with prayers, right? And that's what we want for the Take Two family. So it's a very, very popular show because we've seen a lot of miracles, small miracles. We've seen a couple big miracles, and that's been fantastic. So if you have a praise report, please call it in at 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. And Jerry, before we get back to the phones, I just wanted for our listeners to check out this new book from EWTN Publishing. It's Spiritual Lightning, Answering Your Call from Jesus to Master His Values by Deacon Richard Eason. St. Paul was struck down by divine power from a bolt of spiritual lightning. In our lives, we also experience moments of spiritual lightning when subtly and dramatically or circumstantially. So that's interesting because those lightning bolts do come, folks, through personal anecdotes and inspiring stories. This wonderful book, and let me just make sure because I just lost the place there. Deacon Eason reveals how to develop strength and courage during times of suffering and ways to obtain healing. He shows you how to garner the benefits of, I love this, autopilot faith and develop trust in God through prayer, leading to positive transformation, spiritual tranquility, and increased joy and happiness. Spiritual Lightning, Answering Your Call from Jesus to Master His Values by Deacon Richard Eason. It's available right now at EWTNRC.com. All you have to do is go there and you can preview it and then buy it there. And please, you know, to buy Catholic and to go to EWTNRC.com is a perfect way because everything's vetted well there. Just real quickly, I wanted to share this. On the Spirit World last week, we had a caller I'm sorry. We did a mailbag show, and we had a comment come in, and they were saying that they were going to some Catholic shrines, and they were getting some materials that really weren't, that were problematic, some items. And so Adam and I encouraged everyone to go to EWTN-RC because the religious catalog, they vet things very well. That's very disturbing when people go on pilgrimages and go to shrines and they're getting stuff that is really not part of our faith. So I don't know who the buyer is at some of these places, but that could be dangerous, but not here at EWTN-RC.
All right. Urgent prayer intentions. David, as promised, is next in San Antonio, listening on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, David.
Hello, Jerry and Debbie. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I just want to say I listened to your show, and this is my first time calling in.
Welcome.
I just wanted to ask for prayers for my grandfather. He suffered from a stroke a few weeks ago. He was doing well. He was transferred to a rehab facility, and a few days ago, Sunday night, he would not wake up. So they transferred him to a hospital, and he was just laying there, you know, kind of lifeless. His eyes were open, but you know, he was not there. And thank God we got news this morning that he's trying to talk again, and he has his eyes open and is looking now. But I would really love if you would just ask our Take Two family to have him in his prayers, and also my grandmother as well. I know she's struggling with this also, and you know, yesterday was their 64th year anniversary together as well, and I know it's hard for her to see him like that, you know, in the hospital and having to celebrate that with him like that.
Absolutely. A lot of prayers going up. Wow. Yeah. 64 years of marriage.
64 years. Yeah. David, do you feel comfortable giving us your grandparents' first names so we can put them in the book as well?
Yes, ma'am. His name is David also. David and Janie.
Janie. Okay. We will definitely be praying. So you're named after your grandfather. That's so cool.
Yes, ma'am. I'm the fourth. He is junior.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm the fourth.
Oh, wow. That is real. So you're really close to him. Okay, so we will definitely pray. I'm assuming, I think I know the answer to this, but the grandparents, they're really deep in their faith life?
They used to go to church. Now, they're older now. They have not gone to church to mass. My uncle is a Baptist preacher.
Okay.
So they go once in a while to his church, but they have not gone to mass in a long time.
Okay.
But I mean, myself and my family, my parents, we do pray for them. You know, we always have them in our prayers, of course.
Sure.
You know.
Okay. Well, your grandfather's in the hospital. Your grandmother is obviously there. Is there any way to encourage them to see if a priest can visit them in the hospital room?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
yeah. The reason why I'm saying that, David, I sensed it right away as soon as you started speaking, and I thought something's not right here with the faith part, and now you just confirmed that. So if you could get a priest in the hospital to visit your grandfather, I think that would really be beneficial. What do you say, Jerry?
No, I agree. The circumstances are such as they are, and I think that might be indeed a catalyst for them to want to, again, maybe reconnect with their Catholic faith, especially.
Exactly.
I'm sure they understand the whole idea of the sacrament of the sick and the anointing and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be our prayer, David, along with all of you. And you already said it. Our Take Two family is on this one, David, praying for you and your grandparents and all of your family from around the world. Okay.
Thank you, Jerry and Debbie. Really appreciate it.
You are
Thank
most
you,
welcome,
David.
Brother.
Keep us
Thank
posted,
you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Keep us posted. Okay, we do have an open phone line. David just freed that line very quickly, 833-288-3986. And we are getting messages coming in saying that they do appreciate EWTN religious catalog stores, and I do too. I mean, we're very grateful for it because we know it's solid Catholic stuff we're getting. So that's great.
Yeah. Okay, today we are fielding your urgent prayer intentions and praying with you at 833-288-3986. Karen's been holding patiently in Noblesville, Indiana, listening today on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Karen. Thank you for calling.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just having prayers. I would like to be for my 3-month-old grandson. He's actually healthy, but he may have been exposed yesterday to a virus that could be critical when they're that age, any child under one. So I'm worried that that could possibly happen to him after, you know, when you go down the Google rabbit hole and you see all these things that could happen if they get exposed at that young of an age. So I just wanting prayers that he will be healthy and happy, holy little boy, and that I can have peace and not worry constantly about anything that happens for this little sweet boy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Karen, we put your grandson in the book, Karen. Karen, the one thing I just wanted to ask you, are you Catholic by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you know, you know the quote by Padre Pio, pray, hope, and don't worry. So we can hear that the fear and the anxiety and the worry is coming up in you. Okay. What happens when we do that, it doesn't necessarily move the prayers faster. It actually kind of, if you will, maybe somewhat slows down the Holy Spirit because we've got these other things coming in. So please keep practicing, pray, hope, and don't worry. And let's let the Spirit move to protect your grandson, okay?
Thank you very much. I pray every day the novena to the Sacred Heart.
Good.
The Jesus that I have the card here where St. Padre Pio would say it every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to work on that because I will try to believe it. I have a Divine Mercy picture, mm-hmm, where I always say I trust in Jesus, but mm-hmm, I have to really work on this.
We all do. Karen, we all do. It's the biggest problem because the world is filled with fear and anxieties, okay? So the world is much louder, and so we all have to work at it. But here's the good news. Think of it like this. The sooner you let go of the fear and anxiety and completely trust in God, then God... we know God's plan is God's plan. Okay. So we know that. So God's going to take over. God's going to do what he needs to do. And we rest in that. So we don't have to, somehow let that, because all that's going to do is hurt you. It's going to hurt you physically. It's going to prematurely age you, right? Because of the fear and anxiety, it wears the body down. And then also too, sometimes subconsciously we feel like, well, if we worry enough, God's going to really, you know, listen because we're worrying so hard. He knows it's so important. It's actually kind of the opposite. So I just wanted to share that with you to give you some peace right now. Jerry has something much better to say.
Well, I don't know if it's much better, but Karen, you might have heard Debbie a few minutes ago mention that this Saturday would have been the birthday of Mother Angelica, the foundress of EWTN. She would have been 101 years of age this Saturday, and she had a devotion. Now, we have as Catholic Christians, it's beautiful. We have devotions to Jesus and Mary and many of the saints in so many different forms, and the one that Mother Angelica loved the most was El Divino Niño, and that means the divine child. The Divine Son. And there are actually prayers available to that particular devotion of Jesus available online. So I would encourage you to maybe just look that up. Divino, D-I-V-I-N-O, Niño, N-I-N-O, Divino, Niño, Jesus. And mm-hmm, maybe you can come up with some prayers there because that would be a kind of a relatable thing. You've got this, you know, your young grandson being, you know, assisted, yeah, by Jesus in the form of a little child. I think that would be a, right, beautiful thing.
Yeah. Okay, Karen?
I appreciate it.
You've
already called me. Thank you so much.
Oh, praise God.
Thank
praise
you.
Praise God.
Good. Okay. Yeah. God bless you. Keep us posted.
Okay.
Okay. By the way, anytime you do a devotion or you adopt a devotion for the child Jesus, you know, the first 12 years of his life, mm-hmm, if you look at the infant at Prague, other infant Jesus, I was reading the other day. It was so interesting that you bring that up. That Mother Angelica loved that devotion, which she did. Did you know that there's? I mean, he relates to the person at a much different level. So that's why that when you relate to the infant Jesus, there's more of a bigger sense of comfort, a bigger sense of peace, a bigger sense. It's that childlike pureness, that essence. Isn't that beautiful? I was reading about that the other day because I love the Infinite Prague. That's one of my big ones.
Yeah. Anyway. Right. Beautiful. Okay, we're praying with you here today, a giant prayer meeting on the air, global reach of EWTN, and your needs and intentions, 833-288-3986. Hello to Karen, listening in Sioux City, Iowa, on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Karen, thanks for your patience. How can we pray with you today?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure,
you're welcome. So I have four children, grown adult children, and they're all married. They all have children of their own. I need prayer for each one of their families because they have basically left the church, except for my oldest son and his wife with their five kids. Their 15-year-old daughter comes to church with me, but then the other part of the family does not go. That's been a struggle, and their young boy, who is nine, just received his first Holy Communion last year, and it breaks my heart that he's not receiving Jesus on a regular basis because they don't go to church now since I'm taking over my granddaughter to take her to church. I've got a set of twin boy and a girl, and my boy has baptized both of his kids, but they no longer go to church. My twin girl has two girls, and they are not baptized. My youngest daughter has a little girl, special needs, and they have left the faith completely, and they're in a non-denominational church. And so all these things just break my heart, and we just need prayer for them.
Absolutely. And I see you sound like somebody who probably listens to a fair amount of Catholic radio, EWTN. If that's the case, even if it's not, you know that you are far from alone on this. This is the runaway number one prayer intention that Debbie and I hear all the time. And what I like to say, and I think Debbie kind of would probably agree with this, and that is, you know, I assume you raised them a Catholic, Karen, with the sacraments and Catholic, you know, teachings and all of that.
And that's the saddest part is there's only my twin boy married a non-Catholic. Mm-hmm. She came into the church, and that's when they got the kids baptized. But then she said that we were very judgmental.
Well, where I was going with that, Karen, is, you know, you as parents, you did your part. You planted the seeds. You threw a lot of water on those seeds, a lot of fertilizer, you know, with devotions and prayer in your household, I'm sure, and teaching them to know and love the Lord in their Catholic faith. And Debbie and I know from experience that these seeds that are planted, they will come back around. They will blossom. They will flower at some point. We just want to give you a real sense of hope and peace, Karen. Am I right, Debbie? I mean, we see it all the time that,
yeah. Well, I'm living it, too. I mean, there's so many of us. Yeah, absolutely. Karen, we're going to go ahead and take that break. You hear the music. But be at peace. We're all in that same boat, and we keep praying, and that's what the power of prayer, Karen. We hold on to that. We trust in that. Jesus, we trust in you. He's got them. They're marked for Jesus. Okay, when we come back, more of your prayer intentions on Take Two.
Hallelujah, he is risen. We continue to celebrate the glorious Easter season here on Catholic Radio EWTN. With you, the Take Two family, we are praying today your urgent prayer requests and intentions at 833-288-3986. You can also email us, take2@ewtn.com. Post your prayer intentions on the video stream, Facebook or YouTube. Hello to you there who are watching that. And we will go next to Burley, Idaho. Kathleen, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Kathleen. Thanks for your patience. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And I just, let's see, my urgent needs are my friend, Margaret, is in the hospital. They discovered a couple of weeks ago a pineal tumor. They were not able to get it all when they did the surgery, but the surgery seems to have triggered an autoimmune response, and her platelets are dangerously low. She's still in the hospital. Her family is with her, although it's over 200 miles away. And they're, you know, hoping that she recovers, certainly. But I just pray for them and for all of us to accept God's will in this. And then my second request is for my daughter, who was diagnosed with breast cancer just in December. And she has since had a double mastectomy. She'll probably undergo a removal of the ovaries also, because the cancer is invasive. And that is a problem, and I certainly pray for that healing. But her depression that she's had for many years is deep, and I pray mostly for that healing of that depression. And for her return to the church, also for my family, who many of us have fallen away. I have not, but lots of my siblings and their children certainly have. So those are my urgent requests.
Yeah, urgent they are, Kathleen. We will be storming heaven with you and anybody else you have praying for these intentions, along with the Take-Two family around the world. And we will just hope and pray that, and we must trust, not just hope and pray, like Padre Pio said, Debbie mentioned him a few minutes ago, pray, hope, and don't worry. Okay, the don't worry part is the hard part of all of that, but we may not be able to master that, but we can at least try. And then, of course, we are very, very big here on this show on the Divine Mercy, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, living. Divine Mercy is not just a devotion, it's a way of life. And Jesus is so very gentle and loving and caring and kind in situations like this. So we will expect him to be so with Margaret and with your daughter and anybody else that you are praying for, Kathleen. But Debbie, I don't know if you wanted to.
No, absolutely. I put everybody in the book, Kathleen, and you as well, and everyone else surrounding your family and the doctors that are treating Margaret and your daughter. Okay, so will you keep us posted?
Yes. Oh, yes, I certainly will. And as far as the Divine Mercy Chaplet goes, I certainly pray that daily.
Amen.
And in fact, I have just gone through my last yearbook from high school. I'm 74, and I pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet for each one of my classmates from way back when.
Oh, wow. So. Nice. Very nice. Very cool. Okay. Oh, I can't hear you, Jerry. I'm sorry.
I just said it's a beautiful gift that she's giving to her high school classmates by praying the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for them.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Thank you, Kathleen. God bless you. Keep us posted. Thank you. And we will move to Mary Catherine. Mary Catherine is in Binghamton, New York on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mary Catherine. Welcome to Take Two.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Glad to be able to ask for prayer. My sister Anne has had deep brain surgery because she has Parkinson's disease. And she's on her third battery. Do you know what deep brain surgery is, or should I just say what it is?
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. It's when they drill three holes in your skull and put wires down into the center of your brain to stimulate your brain so that you can have a longer life and a better life with Parkinson's disease. It's kind of an AI thing. She had it done at Johns Hopkins. Well, she's on her third battery, and her family has said that she doesn't want another battery put in, which means when it dies at the end of this month, we don't know how much the deep brain surgery stimulation is doing for her and what it is not doing, what she still has mobility or whatever on her own, which she doesn't have. She doesn't walk. She's in a wheelchair. So in other words, she's probably going to die, but how she dies, they are not Catholic. Will they give her food? Will they give her water? Will she have whatever need she has until she passes naturally? We don't know what their opinion is on that specifically. They haven't been clear. So I'm asking for prayers for merciful death.
We will be absolutely praying for that, Mary Catherine. Very unfortunate situation here. You gave us the name Anne, so Anne has definitely been added to the prayer book there. And we're just really going to pray for the angels to be ministering to Anne and to any all of your family, and for Jesus, the divine mercy. There we go again, you know, the divine mercy. Jesus is so gentle, especially at those critical moments of our life when we are maybe nearing our time of passing and meeting Jesus in eternity. So that will be definitely our prayer, Mary Catherine, along with you and all those people that you have praying for Anne as well.
Absolutely. And Mary Catherine, like I shared with everyone else, please keep us posted, okay?
Yeah, I can do that. I've been saying the surrender novena, but I don't think that means you shouldn't ask for more prayer.
No.
Wait, Mary Catherine, always go big with God. Huge. Go big with God.
Absolutely.
Bigger the better. Go ahead.
My husband and I have had our business fail, and we are without work, and he has had a stroke, so finding work for him is very difficult. And I'm 75, so finding work for me is like, people are laughing at me, you're going back to work, I need to, or we'll lose our home. So we need prayers for God's perfect will and that we're open to it in all of this.
Okay, you got it. And we will ask the angels and the saints to surround you guys, you and your husband, and to provide that income so you keep your home, okay? We go big with God. I love the way you think, Mary Catherine. That's the way to do it. You don't want to hold back. Go big. And you know what? If they laugh at you for being 75, you know what? Blow right past that. Keep marching forward because God's got big plans.
Well, he does too. I'm looking forward to them. Thank you.
Great. Yep. You're welcome, Mary Catherine. Thank you. All right. Hang on the line.
I know people that have gone back to college at 75.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, really, look at our president is up there in years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very much true, yeah. All right, if you're on the line, hang on. We're gonna get to, hopefully, as many of you as we can. So, Jessica, hang on. You're right after Barbara, who called in Central Massachusetts, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Jerry and Deb. I'm calling. I've called a couple of times for prayer requests for other people, and God has been so, so good to me in answering those prayers. But today I'm calling for myself. I was just recently diagnosed with stage 4 cancer of a rare and aggressive kind. Mm. I was supposed to have surgery. The tumors are too big, so I'm going through chemo right now. But I have one of the best oncologists in the world, and I have just totally put my trust in God. Jesus, I trust in you. I haven't been really upset or have a lot of, anxiety about this because I fully and truly believe, that God will heal me. I'm just putting my faith and trust in God. But my mom also has cancer, and one of my fellow nurses, she also is battling stage 4 pancreatic cancer 2 years now. I have a lot of people praying for all of us. Some people have started the St. Peregrine Novena for me. I recite daily. It is a beautiful healing prayer of St. Padre Pio. So I totally am believing in the power of prayer, but I could use more prayers.
Absolutely. Barbara, before you go, I need to ask you a question because your situation and with your mom and with your friends around you, sounds like you've got a lot of that serious cancers around you with people who are really trying to fight it and to power ahead. Barbara, do you have access to any relics?
I think I have I think I have like third.
Okay, perfect.
Third.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's first, second, or third. It does not matter. Okay, locate some relics or get some friends to give you, but let you borrow some of the relics. You can put them in a plastic bag or anything of that nature. Also, or go to your parish, ask if you can borrow a relic. put it in a bag, and put it in your bedroom when you sleep, because that's the most time you're spending resting, or wherever you sleep. Okay. And ask that saint, start to make friends with that saint, and ask that saint to help you with all of this and your mom. Okay. Reason why I say that is, again, Adam Bly, who we work with in ministry, he is in exorcism work on a weekly basis. They are bringing relics into these cases around the clock. What that tells us is that the heavenly realm, the saints that made it to heaven, they are willing to help us. Okay, we have to bring them closer to us. So, Barbara, I would really suggest you do that, okay, in addition to the prayers, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you. 833-288-3986. Urgent prayer intentions today. The next one will come to us from Jessica in Gonzales, Texas, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, no problem. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a first-time caller. And
welcome.
So my prayer request today is for me. Usually I'm the one doing the praying for everyone in the family. I'm very faithful and devoted Catholic, but just about a month ago I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I'm 46 years old and I have 5 children. 3 are young adults already on their own, but I have 2, a 15-year-old and a 9-year-old that are struggling with it, and you know, the fear and the unknown of all of this. But the main thing is the prayer on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 23rd at 3, I'm having surgery. So I'm praying for that to be successful, for it to be not, you know, they're going to do some lymph node removals, and I'm praying that nothing has spread beyond where it is, that it can be contained. And I am, you know, at the beginning of my diagnosis, the first few weeks was very difficult and very challenging for me, and I was very worried. And I was at adoration one day, just came to me, and I said I needed to go in front of our Lord and sit there and pray. And I had always heard of Father Dolindo saying, "Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything." And I was very worried, and I just kept repeating that there in the altar. And suddenly someone came to me and gave me a novena saying that I needed to do this novena. And it was from all the novenas that she could have given to me, it was the surrender novena, after I had just been praying that in my mind over and over.
Wow. Well, that is obviously a very, very definite and clear sign from God, Jessica. And, you know, you are obviously a prayer warrior on behalf of other people. You mentioned that at the beginning of your call. You know, usually you're the one doing the prayers. Just want to make sure, and I presume you don't feel bad asking for prayers for yourself, but don't be, because, in fact, I was thinking during the night last night, I woke up, and I get a lot of show topic ideas during the night, and I thought, we should do a show on, you know, do you pray for yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, asking the Take-Two family, mm-hmm. Do you pray for yourself? I do. What I do is I'll pray my chaplet, I'll pray the 5 decades, and then I'll add a 6th one for myself or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But Jessica, you have really come to one of the right places. There are many other people, I'm sure you're soliciting their prayers, but you can be assured you are covered in prayer 24/7 going forward here by the Take-Two family. Debbie, did you?
Yeah, I do. The surgery is Tuesday, Jessica?
It is on Tuesday, yes.
Okay. Okay. Will you once you recover from that, would you let us know? We will start today, and we'll keep going. Our dear friend Father John is taking off on retreat. He's the chaplain for the retreat, and he's taking all of the Take-Two prayer intentions. So I'm sure he's listening right now, Jessica. So you got a lot of prayers around you, and I agree. There's no accident to that. That was definitely, I think, an intervention from heaven above. Father Dolindo Rutolo's surrender novena, very powerful. It's all about trusting in Jesus. It's all about trusting in God. We've got to free fall into his arms. We've got to trust God more than the storms we're facing, and we can get through anything. And God always has the best plan. God always has the best path, and we just keep going in that direction. We power ahead. Jessica, please keep us posted, and thank you for being a first-time caller. Well, you're not anymore, so now you're going to be a regular caller.
Thank you so much, and God bless you both. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Jessica. God bless you. Back to your prayer intentions in just a moment. We mentioned earlier Mother Angelica Saturday would have been her 101st birthday. Wow. She, of course, was the foundress of EWTN, which is the largest religious media organization in the world. And that got started from very humble beginnings, if you know the story, folks. But Debbie and I both, we owe so much to Mother Angelica. You know, I've been a part of Catholic radio for, 26, 27, 28 years. Debbie for many, many years as well. And, we owe so much the salvation of souls mm-hmm. to Mother starting this radio network and the TV network. So, Debbie, I know you joined me in just, wishing, Mother Angelica on Saturday what would have been her 101st birthday.
Well, she's one of our powerhouse 10 that we pray to before each show, and we really feel she's very active in helping to just let us be as 100% authentic as we can, because that's how she was. She was very real, her wit, her wisdom, her determination, her openness to God. It's just amazing, and I just think she is so incredible and a great role model for all of us, to really trust God. And, she's, what was the quote? You have to do the ridiculous so God can do the miraculous. And that is so true. We have to trust, and very important. So happy birthday to Mother. Mother, if you're listening to this program, if God's allowing you to, then happy birthday coming up on Saturday. I'll be in Dallas, Texas, so I'll be remembering her in Dallas, Texas. So that's cool. Okay, Teresa is up next in Rochester, New York on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Jerry. I'm not a first-time caller. I've called you before in regard to my grandson, Aiden Joseph. He did get a good job. That's the good news. The other part of that is he is suffering from severe anxiety, crippling anxiety. And so we need prayers for him. And also my brother, Joey, is in the hospital with heart concerns. And I'll be very brief so other people can have a chance. But those are my two intentions. So I'm asking for prayer.
Yeah. Well, you can be assured of many, many prayers, Teresa. And thank you for being a longtime listener and for calling back in today on the program. Mm-hmm. So many of our young people really struggling with, anxiety and depression and brain health issues and so forth. There is hope there for that, though. We know a lot of people who have battled with that and have really come to a good place in their lives. And we're just really going to ask for the gentle hand of our Lord, Teresa, yes. to be on your grandson, Aiden Joseph, and your brother, Joey, as well, for his health situation.
Well, a couple things about anxiety. We're seeing a lot of that. That's why Jerry and I have the life coaching ministry. We recommend that people really do reach out for help with counseling, resources, programs, coaching. Also, there may be some need for medication or supplements. And then the key for just daily living is this actually what we've been saying this whole entire show. Jesus, I trust in you. I surrender. I give it all to you, Lord. I'm free falling into your arms. It really is truly what we must practice, because this world does not support that at all. They want us the world wants us to absorb everything and control everything on our own, and we can't do it. It's too hard. Life becomes very difficult, right, Jerry?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, Teresa, anything else on top of those prayer intentions?
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. And we'll pray for peace for you too, Teresa. Definitely ask God to give you peace of mind and peace of soul as well as you lift up all of these prayer intentions. They're very, very urgent, which is what we're doing today. Urgent prayer intentions on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Marcy is calling in today from California, listening on the EWTN app. Hello, Marcy.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm calling for my son, Mark. He's due to have very serious eye surgery today, and he will continue to have more surgery during this next year. And I'm just praying that he gets full sight when the surgery is finished. He's gone through several years of various and sundry illnesses and come through them all with prayer.
Yeah, well, if he's come through other ones with prayer, Marcy, that's going to be our hope with that's this right. In this situation too. You know, God's on a roll. God's on a winning streak with your son Mark, and we're just going to pray that, mm-hmm. that winning streak continues. And of course, God is very capable of doing that.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to go to Saint Lucy for anything with eyes. And as a matter of fact, so many of the saints they were very hypersensitive when it came to the senses. Okay. So any of the saints, I mean, if you feel close to them, go to all your go-to ones, Marcy. Okay. But have them surround Mark and of course his guardian angel. Okay.
That sounds like a perfect idea. Also, right. We have two brothers that I'd like very much to come back to the Catholic Church.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So does God, Marcy. So does God. And that's your prayers along with God's will and God's desire to have them come back. That's all it's going to take. We really believe we're going to have hope for you and with you. And we invite you to keep us posted on how these prayer intentions unfold in the coming days. In fact, anybody can email us anytime. We're at take2@ewtn.com. The show website, take2show.com, has a 24/7 prayer button right there. You can get your prayer intentions to us anytime. So, Marcy, thank you so much, and we will be praying for you and all of your intentions. Sonia is in Madison, Ohio, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Sonia.
Hi. I first heard of EWTN from a lady from Madison that I think was involved with EWTN. Her name is Peggy Stanton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she, you know, I don't remember how she was involved, but I was listening today and you had talked about urgent prayers, and I thought, well, I don't think mine are urgent because it wasn't about health or anything like that. But then I thought, it is actually urgent because it's about life and death. Mm-hmm. Because I'm a very devoted Catholic all my life, and I married a Protestant and a very good man. He's not a practicing Protestant, but we've been married over 40 years, and we have three children, which I put them in Catholic schools, and one of them is a very devoted Catholic, married to a Catholic, and the other two. One married a Protestant and became a Protestant and non-denominational, and they have two kids. And the other one married a non-Christian and lives out of the country and has two kids. And the four of them, four grandchildren, are not baptized in the Catholic Church, of course. And it just saddens me, and I just wish that I could have a way to bring them back, and I don't think I pray enough. I just kind of blame myself for not marrying a Catholic.
No.
That's none of the above, Sonia. Yeah. God knows a mother's heart and knows your intentions, and it's not about who we marry or the way the circumstances or situation works out. What I would suggest, though, is get a really focused, dedicated prayer routine for your family and add a little bit of fasting to it. And what I mean by that is not fasting from food necessarily, fasting from something else, but actually offer it to the repair for your family. I could feel the Holy Spirit as I was just telling you that. So take that as a confirmation. Sonia, rather than saying what I should have done, could have done, you know, maybe I did it, didn't do things the way, that's not where God's at. God's at where what we're going to do today. So just get a plan, stick with it. Maybe Lady Undoer of Knots, a rosary, a novena to Our Lady, because we're coming up on the month of May, which is the month of Mary. Perfect time to do it. But don't forget the fasting part, and actually speak it out loud and say to God, I'm offering this for my family to repair my family. Sonia, hope that helps. Hope that gives you peace. We got to turn it over to Jerry, Marta, and Gabriel, and the others. I've got you all logged into the book. Take it away, Jer.
Well, and from Facebook, Denise, Maria, Donna, Linda, Becky, all of your prayers are going in the prayer book as well. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time on the air. We thank you for the technology that allows us to connect with the Take-Two family. And we thank you for the generosity of the Take-Two family all around the world, lifting these intentions up in prayer. Hear them, Father, and answer them according to your most holy will and your very loving generosity. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Till tomorrow, guys, thanks to the show team. Thanks to the Take-Two family. Keep praying until tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.